Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I read a quote recently that says, luck is like a bus. If you miss it, there'll always be another one, but you need to be prepared to get on board. I love that. Don't even know who said it, but it's pretty awesome. And here's why. Listen, you might have heard of the quote as well that luck is when preparation meets opportunity. There's something about being prepared. So many times we read these stories online, we read these legends, and it seems like it's all mystical. It seems like the stars aligned and things just magically happen. But in reality, if you take a deeper dive at most of these stories of how amazing things have happened, it really comes down to being prepared when luck happened. So just recently I was reading a book called The Third Door, and it speaks about how this chief engineer at Microsoft, who grew up in this crazy poor village, had a rainstorm happen which allowed him to meet a professor, which then he had five papers prepared on that topic, on that subject matter. The point is that the young man had been preparing for a long, long time. But if the rainstorm never would have happened, he never would have met the professor. So it's a mixture. It's not just luck. It's not just preparation. It was both together. And I've seen this happen in my own life as well. In fact, I'm not a fan of luck at all. I don't like to assume luck or luckiness. I personally believe that God gives us providence. And some people might say, oh, you're just calling luck God or this type of thing. But listen, I've been in too many situations in my life that have been providential. I could not have manufactured it. I could not have designed it. It was just too amazing for all these circumstances to line up the way they did. But here's the point. I was prepared. And there's been other times that I haven't been prepared and I've missed opportunities. In fact, I tell people often that when you prepare for the moment is prepared for you. You can actually stack the odds in your favor if you take preparation seriously, if you take those steps and take it to heart. So maybe you have an upcoming event you're going to. Maybe you are going to be around some people that you'd like to connect with in a greater way. I always try to prepare. I always try to do my research. I study that person. I see what their interests are, just in case we connect, just in case we meet, just in case there's a time where we have a few minutes together. And that has happened time after time. In fact, I remember one event that I went to there the year before. I just went clueless. This was back over 10 years ago. I just went clueless and I thought, you know, ooh, I was going to meet some people and connect with them. Well, sure enough, it didn't happen. The second year, I basically got Starbucks gift cards. I wrote personal letters, and just in case I would see them. And sure enough, many times I saw those individuals at this event and just very casually went up and said, you know what, thank you for your last book. I just wanted to give you a personal card and a small gift and thank you for that. And I'll tell you what, those were all like seeds that I planted, and some of them turned into nothing, where they just got a Starbucks drink on me and that was it, and that's fine. Others have turned into long-term relationships, friendships, this type of thing. So I just want to challenge you today that luck is like a bus. If you miss it, there'll always be another one coming, but you have to be prepared to get on board. And now that I think about it, that quote might have come from The Third Door. I think it did. We'll see you later. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.